Today's daf is Baba Metzia, daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Mabez, again, continuing our discussions of lost items and found items. Yesterday we spoke about a katan or a gadol, finding certain items. Das Acharas Machna we spoke about. And we continue our discussion of Shnayim Ochsim. Let's read the Mishnah again on daf Yud Beis Mabez. It says the Mishnah, Matzah Shtar Rechov. If somebody finds a Shtar Chov on the street, right, that says Ruven or Shimon Mani, Yemish Behen Achrayas Nechasim, Lo Yachzir. If it's a regular Shtar, which has Achrayas Nechasim, right, Shtars generally have liens, that says that if Ruven lends Shimon money, if Shimon doesn't have enough money to pay back, then Shimon's property is lien to Ruven, and Ruven can collect from the property even if Shimon doesn't have it anymore, even if it was sold in the interim. So if there is that, like a regular shtar, it has that stipulation, if there is a chayes nechasim, lo yachzir. So then, the shtar cannot be returned that you found. Why? Should Bezdin Nifron Mehan? Because Bezdin, right, Bezdin Nifron Mehan, so it's, Bezdin will pay back from it, and we don't know if this shtar was paid up yet or not. So therefore, you cannot return it. Ein behen achrayas nechasim, but if there is no achrayas nechasim in the shtar, so then it is like a milveh alpeh, doesn't have the power of a milveh b'shtar, then yachzir, then you can return it, says Rabbi Meir. Why? Ein bezin ifron mehen, because Rabbi Meir holds that if it doesn't have achrayas nechasim, then bezin will not collect from it at all. We'll see why in the Gemara, and therefore you could return it. So why? What's the point of returning it then? We'll also have to see. Why are you returning it to bezin if it's not collectible? So we'll have to see, but that would be able to be returned, divrei Rabbi Meir. Either way, cannot be returned. Bezin collects from it in some way. So therefore, we don't know if it's true, if it's a kosher shtar or not, if it was paid up. So therefore, it cannot be returned. There's two ha'aris. Number one is the just to read the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says here in Siman Samachay, Sif Vav Hamotzi Shtar Chov Afal Pi Sheyesh Bo Ne'emanus. Right, even though there is a there is ne'emanus, and you think that it's a good kosher shtar, afilu hu tov zmano, even if the time for the loan hasn't gotten paid up, hasn't come yet, and we know there's a chazaka, ein adam pore abatov zmano, so really there's a good chance it's not paid up, the afilu ein boach price, the lo bemode, you basically got everything going for this shtar, lo yachzir. The chayshin and the piron and the kanunya, as we're going to see on the next amud, already foreshadowing, because we're worried that there's some kind of a trick going on here. Maybe he did pay back, and now they're just trying to get the land back from the lekuchos. Even if they can give a simon that there was a certain hole in the document, and that's a simon that we want to express to be able to get the star, still you don't return it. Only, the Shach adds on, only if they give a simin where the shtar was, like the type of package that it was in, the type of bag it was in, so then maybe you could trust them, because that type of simin is unusual. But if it's a simin about the document itself, that also wouldn't be good, because that's not so unusual, that's also common, and maybe they are just getting together and trying to get the land back from the Lekuchos. One point. The other point on the Mishnah, just to mention, is I saw one of the Achronim ask, you know, if I find a star that says Ruben Oshimon money, maybe the Lova had Yeish already. If the Lova had Yeish, why isn't it my star now? It's total Yeish, total. He gave up hope from ever finding the star. So why can't, just like any lost object, after Yeish, I could keep it. So why not here? You want to say it as a specific first name and last name, and there's like a simon there, so maybe it's more of a general common name. So the question is, why is it that I can't keep the shtar?
To return it to whom?
Sorry?
If it's a
to return it to Bezdin, and then it'll be collectible.
So isn't that effectively to the Malvin?
It's basically to the Malvin, therefore it's...
So if you find it, as Nancy, you think about...
You're basically giving it back to the Malvin, if you give it to Bezdin, giving it back to the Malvin. So the... actually, it's the Xosis question. So why don't we say that there was Yeish and he doesn't have to return it? So the Xos answers, and the Achronim answer explaining the Xos, that maybe that would only apply to a Shtar Kinyan. That if you find it and it says that somebody, you know, bought something, then you could have that Shtar. But by a Shtar Raya, right, this isn't that you find a Shtar that says Ruben owes Shimon money or borrowed money from Shimon. What, that's not an asset that you could find. That's a dealing between Ruben and Shimon, and therefore even if you find it, it's not that you were able to be zocha in anything. That's we're going to have that chalak on the next time, but also, but that's a difference to the shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. Okay, says the Gemara. So we have a machlokas tanoim. The Mishnah says if you find a star, you can return it if it's a regular, if it does not have achrayis nechasim. But if you can't, you cannot return it if it's a regular star, but it has achrayis nechasim, which means if it's able, if it's powerful enough to collect from mishubadim, you cannot return it because we're worried that maybe it's not true. But my askina. So what exactly is the case of the Mishnah that there's a machlokas here? Ilema kishachayev moda. If it's a case where the love admits that the star is true, you find the star and the love is like, yeah, I did lend the money. So if it's a true star, then what's the worry? Then why would there be a problem? Even according to Rabbi Meir, if there's a chayes nachasim, you can't return it. But hamoda. But he admits that that it's a true star. The kishein chayev moda. And if the love does not admit, so then ki ein b'hem nachrayes nachasim amayachzer. If he says, I don't know what the star is. I think it's mezuyef. I think it's made up. I never saw the star in my life. So then, even if there is no achrayis lechasim, why could you return it? Why? Nehidu lo gavi mi mishabdi, mi b'nei chari mikva gavi. Fine, it doesn't have the power of a milva b'shtar, but at least it should be as powerful enough as a milva alpeh, like edem on a milva alpeh, and therefore you'll be able to collect from b'nei chorin. You'll be able to collect from the lova's property itself, even if you cannot collect from the property that he sold already. So therefore, why could you return it? Right? He says this is not a good shtar. It has fallen down. You found it. So why should it be good enough? Let's just do a moment. There is a machlokas we've shown him on this question, and that is, what was the Havamina? The Gemara said, if the Lova says it's true, why don't you believe him? And therefore you can return it, that he can even collect from Mishubadim. 1 minute. So the Lova is being believed over the Lakuchos? The Lova is being believed that you could return it, and because of that, Bezdin and the Mavo will be able to go collect from Lakuchos. That's who does Baldin. Right, Lova says, I admit that I owe him. So Hodas Valdin is believed even if it's Chav La'achrini, even if it's negative for others. It's the Feirish Gemara Kiddushin. That's not okay. That's not true. Hodas Valdin does not work when it's Chav La'achrini. That's why Hodas Valdin, the Gemara says, does not work by a marriage. Right, when if two people come and say, Mazel Tov, we got married. Were they Eidim there? No, sorry. There were no Eidim. They were busy. We asked Eidim to come, so we just got married ourselves. The husband and the chassan admits that he gave the kala a ring, and the kala is wearing the ring. And we go to the store, and the storekeeper says, "I sold the chassan the ring yesterday." All the circumstantial evidence, and they say, "We got married." Shneim odim. The Gemara says, "Doesn't work. Doesn't work." Chodos paldin does not work when it's chav la'achrini. What does chav la'achrini there mean? So Rashi says it means because now they become also to each other's relatives. There are other standings of chav la'achrini, but you see, it doesn't work by chav la'achrini. So why should chodos paldin work? So there's a machlokas we've shown him here. The Ramban here says in a chinami, it only works from mikano lahaba. The only type of lukuchos that you could, that this malva could collect from is only from today on. From anything beforehand, it's not collectible. Says the Ritva, quoting this Pirish, the Yesha Pirish. The lahaki parakina and amaylo yachzir. The afilu temo dal piv ein lano litro of lakuchos l'sha'avar mikomakom yachzir litro of lakuchos mikano lahaba. To ha'iboy mishabin nafshi mikano lahaba. The yachzirena mostly the best. Because a person could be mishabin himself. I could say today I owe you money and, you know, I could give you a milva b'shtar today. So that's the Ramban. That's why it's not going to work in the past. The Rashba though argues. The Rashba says, no, I think we're not worried about any tricks here. And this is saying we trust that what he's saying is true. And if you trust that what he's saying is true, then you trust that what it's written in the star is true. You go back to when it was written, and you collect from the Lukuchos. But Kama Ikari says, I think this is the true pshat that you can even collect in the past. So what's the machlokas? How could you say overrides Lukuchos? So the Akronim say maybe this is based on the Chakira of the Ksos. The Ksos of Zivan Lama Dalet asks, how do we understand Hodas Baldin Shmei Edom Dami? If I say in a regular case that I owe you $100, I admit that I owe you $100. So what is that? In the Ksos' language, is that a hischaivus or is that a ne'amonus? Do we believe it's a hischaivus? You know, we have no idea whether you owe him or not. We have no idea whether a loan was happened or not. But you know what? You're being mischaiv yourself, so it's like a neder. It's like a neder. You're obligating yourself. You're asking. You're saying you owe him $100. Fine. You're allowed to do that. That's a hischaivus neder. Or do we say, no, hodos baldin k'meidim dami means that I'm allowed to be modeh and I believe it's true. It's a ne'amanus. I believe that it really happened. So the two understandings that the Ksos suggests, maybe that's what's going on here.
right? The Ramban who says that it's only mikan lahaba, says because it's a hischayvus, it's a neder. It only starts today. You can't make a nemonis. You can't make a neder lamafreya. It's only from today. But you can get the Rashba who says no, it's all spaldin. Then it works backwards. I have to figure out how to read that Gemara by Kiddushin. You might have to say something. Kiddushin is unique. Kiddushin is different. It doesn't literally mean Chav Lachrini. You have to give a different shot to that Gemara, like Reb Chaim does. But that is the that is a nafkamina. Whether you say Odos Baden Kamei Edom Dami is a Ne'emanus or is a Hischaifus. Okay, so that is other nafkaminas. Could you be Choser Bo from saying Odos Baden? If you say it's a ne'emanus, obviously you can't be chozer, but we believe that you did it, so you can't retract. If you say it's a neder, is a precedent for getting out of your nedarim. That's hataras nedarim. There are ways to say, oh, it was betalos, I didn't know this would be the case. So there are ways of getting out of it. That's another nafkamina that is quoted. Okay, either way, that is the machlokas here, how to understand this line of the Gemara. So again, the Gemara says, what's the case of the Mishnah? Is it a case where the Lova admits to it or not? If he admits to it, then it should be returned. If he doesn't admit to it, then it should not be returned at all. So, says the Gemara, Li'olam kishachai mo, that really the Lova admits. The Lova admits that it's a true star. V'hacha hainu taima, v'chai shinan, but here, what's the reason? We are choshesh, shema kasav lolavos benisan volova tishrei. Maybe he wrote that he would lend money in Nisan, and he didn't lend money, and the milva didn't take place until Tishrei. Meaning, there's a star. The star that says Ruvein owes Shimon money from, you know, the first day of Nisan. But, like, who knows whether the loan really took place that day? Maybe the Lova got the star written, but before he, you know, write me the star, because I'm going to Ruvein later today to borrow some money. But who said that really happened? Maybe the loan really happened in 3 months from now. And therefore, Lukucho shouldn't be responsible until 3 months from now. V'asi l'mitzvah v'lukucho shalokedin. Right, so that's what you're worried. Even though there's a date in the shah, you're worried it really happened later. So ask the Gemara, Ihachi, kol shtari das v'kama nechash lo'achi. You're worried about this now? So every star should be worried about that. There's a date in the star. That's why there's a date in the star. So you know exactly when it occurred. But every star in the world, you should say it's not collectible because from the Lukuchos, because maybe it's predated. So ask the Gemara, no. Kol shtari lo re'e. Hani re'e. General staros, there's no re'asa about them. There's nothing that makes us think that there's something wrong with it. They come in front of Bezdin. This star is re'e. This star is a re'e. So why? Because the person wasn't careful with it. Obviously it was lost. Now you found it on the street. So if it was lost, maybe that reflects that it wasn't as serious of a star. There's something wrong with it, and therefore it is not as collectible as a regular star. That's what Rashi says. That's how the Achronim interpret this. Maybe it's just Sam. There's a Reyasa. Rav Soloveitchik has a big article in Shir L'Zecher Abba Mori, Osios Niklos B'Mesira. It's one. It's the only article in the two volumes which doesn't have to do with a Moe type of sugya. Kiddush, Havdalah, Smichas Gula Tfila. Rav Soloveitchik always did those for the Yartzeit Shirim. They said that one year he switched. He did a Lamdish topic. Osios Niklos B'Mesira. Could you sell a Shtar Chof? Right, how do you sell a Shtar Chov? He did it once, and he realized that the other topics were better, so he went back to the other topics of Zephira Tzitzis Mitzrayim, and Kriya Shema, and Sukkot Zimra, and Tzitzis, and Ksiva Sefer Torah. Look at all the other ones. Tumas Kohanim, but that was the Osir Zinkas Mitzir, is the one Nezikin type of topic. But there he develops the idea with many Rayas, but develops the idea of, what is the Chiddush of a Shtar, Bichlal? So we know a Shtar. A Shtar says, Ruvein owes Shimon money. And a star doesn't only say that. When I bring a star to Bezdin, the star of Soloveitchik explains is basically talking. The star is saying, I'm a kosher star. The star is also saying, I'm not a paid up star. How do we know that a star is not paid up? A star comes to court and the lova says, I paid up already. So we say, yeah, prove it. Prove it. How do we know that the lova is wrong? He's saying, I admit it's a good star, but he said, so star, so he says, so where the Gemara says, star chabiyadach my boy. Why do I have your star if it's paid up already? So explains Rav Soloveitchik, again, based on many rayas, a star works by the fact that the Baal HaShtar is holding the star. That's what gives it the power to talk. The Tfisas Baal HaShtar. Shtar HaLomeyid Tamin Al HaTofes. Shehu Baal HaShtar. The star reflects on the holder of the star. He's the Baal HaShtar. Umigufo Shel Shtar Mevatzbetzes Va'ola Hochecha L'chol Ta'anosav. Alpha Pishain Sphere's Dvarm Shabo Sekaswam Klal. It says nothing in the star about the star being kosher or the star not being paid up. Baram, Kishanum is Boninim, Bagufa Shal Star. Ain't on a motum she's Dover Hamasyachis Lapira own. But that's the point. That's the chiddush of a shtar. Ki ein rayas a shtar neged tainas parati shalalova hochachat tzadit elo mahave hagada mefureshes al yidei a shtar hamachishes tainas alove. Kol kocho shal a shtar benogeil lebiru uvdas v'nesivo shlo purtu bo meyusad al halacha shal edim achasumen al a shtar nasuk mishin efer yidusim abes. In the din of Reish Lakish, gittin dav gimel, edim that are signed on the shtar, it's as if they're in Bezdin, it's as if they had drisha v'chakira, it's as if they're in Bezdin talking. But this is only if the Baal, this whole chiddush of shtaris, that the shtar testifies and the shtar talks in Bezdin, is only if the shtar is being held by the Baal shtar. It's being held by the Malveh. Halo meyid ki alo v'chayev lo. But, because he was the dasa mischayev, the one who was mischayev in the shtar, and that's why it works. But, if someone else is holding the shtar, if the shtar is lost, then maybe the shtar doesn't talk as much. The shtar doesn't tell us all the information that the shtar should be telling us. That's the chiddush of shtaris, and he relates this to many sugyas. He relates this to the machlokes about osias niklas v'besira or not, and many other rayas that he brings. But either maybe I don't think he quotes this gemara, but maybe this is the hidden message of our gemara as well. When it says, why is the shtar here? Why do you think that there's something wrong with it? It says it was lost. The other star is lo re'e, hani re'e. Maybe that means underneath that here the Baal star is not holding the star. The Baal star is not holding the star cannot testify about everything that it usually testifies about, and therefore that is a re'esa. Okay, so that's a huge topic, but feel free to look at that article. Okay, period. We're up to five lines for the bottom. So we just said the Mishnah. What's the ukimta of the Mishnah, which is the whole topic of the next Amud? What's the ukimta of the Mishnah? The ukimta is that the Love agrees that the shtar is true, but still, the reason that we're worried is that we think maybe it's predated. I think it's predated, and this shtar has a reis on it, and that's why we have the chashash. Says the Gemara, "E ella hadit san kosin shtar la love afal pi she'en love imav." 1 minute, we have the Mishnah, all the way at the end of Baba Basra, that let's say there's no malva in town. The love can have a shtar written, even though the malva's not there. Yeah, so it's a schus for the malva. The love is going to have a shtar written that I owe so and so money. So once, why wouldn't the malva want that? It's a schus for him. So you're allowed to write it even though the malva is not there. So the Gemara says, "L'chachila hechikasvinu." How do you write that? Necha shema kasa la love lovos benisan v'olava tishrei. The love is going to say, "Write the shtar because I'm going to Reuven right now to get a loan from him." So he gets the shtar written. He goes to Reuven, and Reuven's out of town, and they'll say the loan doesn't take place for a month later. So the lekuchos in the interim shouldn't be obligated. So why are we worried? How could we have that halacha that the lovet could get a rin even though the malva is not there? V'yasin l'mitzvah l'kuchosh lo kedin. See, if we're really worried about that, so why is this the halacha that you're allowed to write it even with the malva not there? So Amar Ravasi. Ravasi says, no, you know what that case is talking about? That you're allowed to write it even if the malva is not there? B'shtare hakna'a d'hashiba nafsheh. It only applies by a shtar hakna'a. What's a shtar hakna'a? Shtar hakna'a here doesn't mean literally like a shtar kinyan. We know a shtar kinyan, like a shtar a deed or other types of shtar kinyan. A get is a shtar kinyan. But a shtar hakna here means that I explicitly wrote in the shtar, my property is lien to the malva from today. Even if the lova doesn't happen today. Even if the milva doesn't happen today, I'm already leading my property. Rashi explains it on top. Shemach melo nechasa mehayom. Ben yove ben lo yove. Yigve mehen lo oso zvan mehayom. That's what I'm doing. Right? You can be meshavid yourself to anything. So here too, b'shtari haknada shibi nafshi is b'shabin himself from today. Ask the Gemara ihachi if that's true.
And the
lekuchos would be chayif. So how could the shtar do it? What's the whole reason that the lekuchos are responsible? Because they say shtar yesh lekol, so the shtar is already written. Shtar is already written, so the same reason lekuchos are generally responsible. You know, the shtar is probably already recorded in the city, the recordings.
When you buy your house here, though, that same thing will happen.
Right, same thing. What? That it's
the mortgage is going to be filed before you get any money.
Right, before you're, right, the hischaivios start no matter what. The zechuyos always come later. Right, so that's the, so, b'shtari aknaz, ashiba nafshe. So they ask the Gemara 1 minute, ihachi, so fine. So that's the case where you can write the shtar even though the malva's not there. When? By a shtar hakna'a, where you're mishabit yourself from today. Ihachi says the Mishnah 1 minute. If that's true, then go back to our Mishnah. Masdisin diktani amish menachrayas nachasim lo yachzir. What did our Mishnah say? That if the shtar has achrayas nachasim, meaning that the lands are leaned. And it says you're not allowed to return that. You're not allowed to return it because you're going to collect from the lekuchos. But it's a case where the lova is moda. And the problem is that you worry that it's a predated star and you can collect from lekuchos shelo kedin. What do you mean? Why don't you return it? You find a star that has achrayis lechasim written in it. You should be able to return it. Why? Nechzig, look at it. Let's see. If you look in the star and it says this type of tanai, that the I obligate my properties from today, then you can return it, because obviously, no matter when the loan took place, it works from today. So you should be able to return it, that it's not being tarp l'kukha shalo kadin, because it's working from today. E b'shtar dolo hakna, but if it's a k'shtar without hakna, meaning it's just a regular case of Reuven Lin Shimon money, so then leka lemechash, then there's no worry that it happened at a later date. Why? Toha amrit ki leka malva badei lo kasvinan. Because you just told me that the only case that you write a star if the malva is not there is by a star hakna. So here, you have a star written, it's not a star hakna, so it must be the malva was there. So it must be the milva took place that day. So what are you worried about? So, answers the Gemara. Amarlei, Rav Asi, no, afagav the shtari de lav hakna'a, no, even if it's not a star hakna'a, meaning even if it's not a star that I obligate myself properties from today, kileka milva bahadei, lo kasvinan, even though that's true. Even if it's not a star hakna, when the malva's not here, when like a malva bahadei lokas, you know, we're not going to write it. But still, in the Mishnah, there's a worry. Masnisan kivan de nafal israelay v'chayshina del me'ikri v'kasuv. Since the star discussed in the Mishnah again has fallen out of the pocket, so we're worried that maybe the holder of the star didn't take the star seriously because he knew the star wasn't written under the correct rules. So you're right in general. This logic makes sense, but here because it fell down, as we said before, there's a reya. So we're worried. Maybe they wrote it without the malva there, even though there was no shtar hakna. Okay, what did the edim have to see? So you look in Rashi here for a minute. Rashi says when the edim testify that a loan took place. Look at the second Rashi on the Amud. Ihachi to b'shtori de lav hakna. If you say we're talking about a star that's not a star hakna, lo avidi de kasvi. They're not going to be right it. Ela imkein ra'u halva'as hamaos. They're not going to write it until they see the actual loan, the halva'as hamaos. That's what Rashi here says. The Nemuki Yosef here quotes the Rif, and it's also the sheet of the Rambam that the lashon is no. They're not going to write it unless they see the star being given over from the lova to the malva. That's the language. He quotes Rashi. It says, "Ve'ein sarech she'itin mos lefnehem the kivan she'nipsa star liyad amalva kana she'bemesiris hashtar yesh bo dial hischayev." You don't have to see the actual money transferring. You just have to see the lova giving over the star. Because after all, right now the lova is obligating himself. Whether the star, the loan really took place or not, what's the difference? The lova can obligate himself right now. Right, this really relates to a Gemara Maseches Ksubis and how to understand it. The Gemara Maseches Ksubis says, I could go over to someone and say, I'm chayiv to you, I'm on a bishtar. What exactly is the case there in the Gemara Ksubis Daf Kufal? I'm chayiv to you, I'm on a bishtar. So some say, Rashi there says, I could take out a shtar and say, I owe you from 10 years ago and I'm just giving you a shtar on it right now. That's what Rashi. Tosa says, no, you can make up your own, make up a new ischaivus and say, you know, you can write it down. I'm chayv to you, even though I never borrowed from you. I'm chayv to you, mona bishtar. The Rambam has an amazing understanding of that Gemara. What does it mean? I could go over to you and say, I am chayv to you $100 bishtar, even though there is no shtar. Even though there is no shtar, there's no shtar here, but still, I could say, I'm chayv to you, mona bishtar. Says the Rambam, Menuchas Bechira. Hamachayv atzmo b'mamon la'acher belotnai klal. I obligate myself to you money without any kind of condition. Even though I didn't owe you anything, I can make it up. That's what the Osval did. Shadover zeh kmo matanahu ve'inu asmachta. It's not an asmachta. Asmachta is something that's dependent on a future event. The gambling issues. The mafricha yonim. Right? So that's, here's not. I say, I'm obligated to you today. That's it. I owe you $100. You can make that up, says the Rambam. That's not a problem. And he says, Ketzad, if somebody goes over to Edom and says, O Mishamar lo b'fnei Edom, Hareini chayev l'cha mana b'shtar, af api shalo amar temedai, ho va amar b'shtar, hari ze kemisha amar, hayu alai Edom v'chayev l'shalim, af api shishneem modim, v'ha Edom yodim shalo haya etzlo klum, even though they know there's nothing there, shari chayev atzmo v'gamar v'shibit atzmo, kimo, and this next phrase is discussed by all the Achronim, kimo shishtabit ha'arev, just like a cosigner. If I co-sign your loan, I didn't give any money, but I obligate myself. I owe $100 now if you can't pay back, even though I never got $100. So just like there an Arev can be Meshavit himself based on nothing, so too anybody can be Meshavit himself based on nothing. Said the Rambam, that Ukezeh Horu Rov Hagaonim. Right, and that is what Rav Hagaonim said. You can be Meshavit, you can make up your own Shibud. So too here, says the Rambam, says the Rift. What do the Eidim have to witness? They don't have to witness the actual loan, the money transferring. Because that's not needed. You could just witness the Mesiras Ashtar, the giving over the Ashtar, because that's the start of the obligation. That's what I'm allowed to hold of. The Ksos explains this as a Kinyan Odisa. It's a Kinyan of Hodah, right? I admit, that's how the Ksos explains this Rambam. Interesting, where this come up, Halacha Lamaisa, there is a Minhag that is somewhat of a new Minhag, because if you look at the, speak to Gdolim, speak to Rabbanim, this wasn't such a common minhag 20, 30 years ago and before, but over the past 20 years or so, I think it's gotten more common, and that is under the chuppah. Under the chuppah, so it used to be that there were Eidei Kiddushin, the Eidim were called up to be the Eidei Kiddushin, and afterwards, Rabbi Chovid, and they go down and sit down after the Kiddushin. But now, more and more Rabbanim are having the Eidei Kiddushin stay up under the chuppah until after the ksuba is read, and then they're machbe, they say, no, to have the Eidei Kiddushin watch the Mesiras HaKsuba from the chasm to the kala. Right, or from the side of Kiddushin on behalf of the chasm to the kala. So if you speak to a number of Rabbanim, you speak to Rabbi Shechter, you speak to other Rabbanim, they say, I don't know where this comes from. Right, the ksuba is a shtar, raya, it's not a shtar kinyan, and what you have to witness the argument over. The whole power of the ksuba is that he obligated himself in the chasm's tish when he signed it, he did the kinyan. But he obligated himself. That's what many poskim, and this is not so clear where this comes from in the sources. So that's what many poskim say. My rabbi and most of them say that, you know, this is a new minhag, and the basis of that's not what a ksuba is. It's not a get, which is a shtar kinyan, you have to be witness. The kiddushin is the kinyan. The obligations have happened in the chasen stish already, so what are you witnessing? But there are some rabbanim that are not machmed for this. So it seems to be, it could be a tashbetz. Right? Having the nisun til chasa, encyclopedia on everything you want to know about the every minhag in Kinnisur. He quotes this minhag: Chasin Moser as a star ksuba liyakala b'fnei shnei edim kedei latzeis yidei deos hasovrim she'ein tokif l'shtar ad she'nimsar lidei hakone. To be choshish for those das yichidim that the star doesn't have tokif until it's given over. But it's not based on this, but it's a similar idea to this Rambam Rifa. We see once the star is given over, that's if you, along with you witness that, so then the shibud kicks in. Here the chasin, you know, accepted achrayis back an hour ago, and that's why it doesn't matter if the date in the ksuba is the date before when the chuppah happens, according, right? Because what happens? So the chasen accepted the obligations the day before the wedding. The date in the ksuba is not, as we said, it's not a marriage document. They're married even without a ksuba. You're not allowed to live together without a ksuba, but it's not a marriage document. So even if it says the day before, some are machped, oh, to have the same date to sign it later. But really, mikra din, the ksuba kicks in. You can kick in a week before the wedding. As long as he obligates himself, he accepts it. But that's where it comes from. This whole idea about the Mesiras HaShtar and the Mesiras HaKsub. Right, by Ashtar de Lav Hakna, people don't write it unless the Edom right. Actually saw the thing. Or that also means when the Malva is there. That's the language the Gemara uses. The Malva is there when they actually see the transfer of money. But the Namuki Yosef says that doesn't have to be. They don't have to actually see actual money transfer. They have to see the shtar transfer.
But in any case, it's still only telling about shtar. It's saying it wouldn't have happened.
No, they're talking about a loan. They're talking about a loan. A regular loan, not a shtar. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, Elohadetan, 1 minute. But the Mishnah says, Matza Gitei Nashim, what if you find, right later on, right, let's see, I find a get on the floor. V'shechariah v'adamar, I still find the star shichra on the floor. Daidaki, I found a star of a shchiv mira on the floor. That's daidaki. Matana, I find the star matana. Shovrim, I find a receipt of a star that's paid up. If I find all of these, harizeh lo yachzir. I can never return any of these. Why? Shemek suvim ha'yuvanim lachaleim shalitnam. Maybe they were all written, and then they were decided not to be given. You find a get. Who says the man gave his wife a get? You find the star shchiv mira. Who says? So you can never return all of these. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Chinim lachalei may have for Amrit. I'm sorry, did I skip? No, I didn't skip. Right, I skipped Abaya. Yes, I skipped Abaya. Ikri b'kasev. Go back. There's two ikri b'kasevs. Go back to the 10th line, last word. Abaya Amar. Abaya says, I argue on everything that we have just said. I don't agree with this. The shtar hakna shibin nafshe. No, You don't have to be mishabi yourself and specifically talk about a difference between a shtar hakno and a shtar dalav hakno. Because Eidav bechasumav zachin lo. Abaye says, I think that basically works automatically. Right when Eidim sign a shtar, that's it. They were mezake the shibudim. Right when the Eidim sign it. You don't have to be worried about any worry that only later on the milva was done. Because it's automatic. Eidav bechasumav, with their signature zachin lo. They're already zocha into the malveh. V'yafilu b'shtari d'lav hakno, even without a befer shtar hakno that you're mishabed your properties. Mishum d'kashale, why did he say this? Kivun d'amrit b'shtari d'lav hakno, because once we say that even by a shtar d'lav hakno, ki lesel amalveh ba'adeh lo kasvinan, if we say that if it's not a non-shtar hakno, then it would never be written if the malveh is not there. So lekalamecher jikri b'kasev. What did the Gemara say? Oh, we're still worried that it fell down. Maybe it's not a good shtar. Says the Abaye, come on. That can't be the worry. How can he be worried if it's always automatic? Now, they only write shtaris only when the malva is there, and it's automatic. So what are you worried about? That it fell down, that it wasn't written properly? That can't be the worry in the Mishnah. What is the worry in the Mishnah according to Abaye? The Gemara will say in a few minutes. But Abaye holds, Eidav Achazum of Zachamo. So now, the Gemara says, is that principle really true? All these cases we just spoke about, you can't return any of these stars. Maybe they were written and then they were decided not to be given, and therefore you're going to collect shalokadin. What do you mean? So what then if he changed his mind? Right when the Edom signed it, then this star has power. So then what's the worry about returning them? So says the Gemara, no. When does Abaye say Eidav Bechasum of Zachin Lo? If the beginning of the process continued and it came to fruition to the end of the process, if you know for sure that the get was given and that the Matan Shchemira was given, so then you could go backward and say, when did it start? But if it never got to his hand, you don't say that. Reminds us of something that we discussed many times in Gittin and Kiddushin, that in the Gerushin process, there are many sources that point to the fact that the process really starts even before the get is given in the Gerushin process. Right? There are certain halachas that kick in right when the husband writes the get, right when the husband decides to divorce his wife. The language of the Gemara in Gittin, Kivin Shinatan Eid of Lagarsha, Shuvain Loperos. And right, Shiva, the Yamsha Shlomo, an amazing Yamsha Shlomo, Baruch Hashem. Right, after Shlomo that says, by Avelos, if a man has in mind to divorce his wife and then his wife dies, maybe he doesn't have to sit Shiva for his wife. We don't paskin that way. But you see all these halachas kick in. But obviously, if he never divorces his wife, then there's no Avelos. It's only once he divorces his wife, then you can look back and say, it started then. In that Avelos case, you never got to that point. So that's a bigger chiddush. The Ramban, though, says, in all these cases, only once it happens. So here, too, once the shtar is given, then you can say it started by chasum of zachan lo. You don't say that. So that Mishnah is not against Abaye. How about the following Mishnah? We said our Mishnah is a case where the lova admits that these shtaris are true. And the worry is that it's a predated shtar. So basically, there's no. What's the problem according to Abaye? According to Rav Asi, who was the first line of this Amud? According to Rav Asi, who says that the principle of a shtar hakna versus a shtar shalo hakna, he could say our Mishnah is about a case of shtar delo hakna, right? And therefore, but the malveh would have to be there for the shtar to be written, but we're worried that it was predated. According to Abaye, what are you worried about in our Mishnah? So Abaye says, you're right. You're not worried that the shtar is not authentic. You're worried at the other side. You're worried that it was paid up, the shtar, but now the lov and the malva are getting together and saying, you know what? Let's get the land back. Let's say it wasn't paid up. We'll go get the land from the buyers and we'll split it. That's what we're worried about. So that has nothing to do with Eidav Chazum of Zachan Lo. So yes, it was a good shtar, but we're worried about Kununya. We're not worried, the Marsha explains, that there's kanunya, that they're going to say the whole star was made up, and they had it made up, and it was false, because we're not machzik adam bereshi'i lachatchila. They're going to go through this whole trouble. But once they have the star, and it was paid up, and now they see that it's easy to make up the story, that people might do. After all, the Mesul Sharm talks about in Nikias, in Paragid Aleph, what are the two greatest Yitzharas that we have? Gazel and Arias. And he says, Nikias is not only actual Gezel Narayis, but it means any Abizrayu. Right, so Yetzirah money is a big Yetzirah. Right, so he says, originally it's not going to happen, says the Marsha, but once you're in a circumstance, you know, we have to be very careful. Period. Says the Gemara, Ulashmuel Damar lo chashin le piron le kanunya maikel le meimar. But Shmuel holds, as we'll see later, he's not worried about tomorrow's daf. He's not worried about piron and kanunya. So what is Shmuel? What do you? How does Shmuel read the Mishnah? So Hanicha Yisrael like Rav Asi. So Ishmuel holds like Rav Asi, the first opinion. Damar b'shtari hakna mukin le matzisa b'shtari delav hakna. Then he'll. We said just said as machlokas Rav Asi and Abaya. Rav Asi has a chiluk, excuse me, between a shtar hakna and a shtar lav hakna, and Abaya always says it's automatic. So Shmuel, if he holds like Rav Asi, there's no problem. He'll learn the Mishnah like Rav Asi. But if he holds like Abaya, so then they have a problem. Because how did Abaya read the Mishnah? You're worried about Piron and Kenunya and tricks. But Shmuel, we're going to see, doesn't hold of that. He's not worried about tricks. So why in the Mishnah can you not return the Shtaros? So he says, totally different shot of the Mishnah. Shmuel muki l'masisan kishe ein chayiv modeh. Shmuel says the Mishnah is a case where the Lova admits, does not admit that it is a good shtar. Se'ihachi, meaning there's a shtar that was fun, and the Lova says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what the shtar is. Right? So, ihachi, says the Gemara, then, ki ain b'hen achrayas nachasim amay yachsir. So then why do you ever allow to return the shtar then? If the Lova says it's a false shtar, why could you ever return the shtar? Even if you're not going to be able to collect from Mishubatim. Nehidu lagavi min mishabdi, bibidechari big lagavi, but he's still going to collect from his own property, the Lova's own property. The Lova says it's not a good star. So Gemara says, Shmuel the time, Shmuel goes l'shitaso, damar Shmuel, omer hayer v'meir, shtar chov, she'en ba'achrayas nachasim, ein go v'lomi mishabdi v'lomi b'nechari. No, Shmuel goes l'shitaso. Shmuel says, a shtar chov that has no achrayas on it is not collectible at all, even from b'nei chorin. Why not? Why not? So Rashi says, top Rashi on Amud Beis, you can look at it for a second. Tishtara de lo shtibit bo nechasim lav shtarahu. If the shtibit nechasim is not a shtar, so why not? So two pshatim. The Ramban here quoted the Rashba himself first says it's an umdina. What malve in their right minds would agree to lend money if he has no liens of property? If the law is not going to put in any liens of property. So the fact that there's no achrayas nechasim here must be it's a fake shtar, because no malvin, the right mind, would accept such a deal. That's the Rashba on a practical level. But then the Rashba quotes the Ramban. He says, no, it's a much more fundamental idea, an idea that we've discussed in the past. And that is, if you remember, we discussed back in Yevamos, the whole idea of a shtar is a chiddush. Because after all, we have a problem called Yevamos daf lamed aleph, mipihem velo mipiksavam. Witnesses have to testify in court. Me pihem. The witnesses are not allowed to write their testimony. I saw Ruvi kill Shimon here. They can't do that. That's a psul. Me pihem velo me piksavam. How do you get over that problem? The Rishonim all asked there, Yevamos daf lamed aleph. How do you say me pihem velo me piksavam? And there's an institution called shtar. What's the difference? Eidah shebichsav is psul. A shtar works. So how do you do that? So the Baal Amor there in Yevamos, and Tosfos and Ksuvos as well says, Mipiyem v'lo mipik savam. Remember what he says? V'lo mipik savo. The problem is witnesses sending in their testimony that Reuven killed Shimon or Reuven owes Shimon money. That doesn't work b'shtar. But let's say if the Das HaMeschayev himself says in writing, I owe Reuven money, that's fine. The psul is only Edom testifying about somebody else. That's Eidah Shebichsav. But a shtar, the whole power of a shtar is the Das HaMeschayev. The one who is obligating himself is admitting he's concretizing his own obligation in a shtar. That's fine. That's not Eidah Shebichsav. That's the principle of a shtar. That's what the Baal Amor says in Yevamos on Daf Tesamat Aleph in the Daf Yerif. Mipik Savam hu shefasle dusan avo pik savo lo. The choshtari halvo mecha chomemkar halove v'amokher hu shemitzavah ze'edim. Right, the love and the mocher command the edim, and therefore it's not a problem. Pim vomi piksavo. That's what the Baal Amor and the Tosfos and Ksubos Daf Chav says. But the Ramban right here, quoting the Rashba, says, you know what gets us out of the problem? Achrayis nechasim. By putting properties leaned in the shtar, that makes this different than Eidah Shebichsav. It's not just some Eidah, I testify about something, that Reuven owes Shimon money. No. But Reuven, this could be part of the Das HaMeschayev. If he obligates himself, his property is obligated. That gets over the hump of the problem of Eidah Shebichsav. And that's why if you don't have that, this is not a shtar. This is nothing. If you don't have a chayes lechazim in there, it's meaningless. It's meaningless writing. It's like eidah shebechsav, and that's why it is not powerful at all. And that's why you cannot even collect menachasim b'nei chorin. That maybe that's the pshat of Rashi. Rashi just said it doesn't have the status of a shtar, but maybe that's what Rashi is driving at, this idea that the Rashba quotes from the Ramban. Very important idea in terms of shtaris in general. That's the Rashba here that quotes his Rabbi, the Ramban. Period. Okay, there's more here, but let's just finish up first. Just to mention one line, Rashi says here, the lov is believed even if there's kiyum shtaris that takes place afterwards. If we have time, we'll come back to that, but we probably won't. That's an important bottom Rashi. Anyway, continues the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amid Beis is one kasha, so don't worry. Just one kasha. V'chimiachar she'eino goveh. One second. So according to Shmuel, there's a whole discussion in the Mishnah, whether you return the shtar or not. So Shmuel says, the lov doesn't admit that the shtar to the shtar. The shtar is false. So therefore, you might as well return it because it's not collectible anyway. So what's the point of returning it then? So v'chimi achar yina gova mayach. So what do you return it for? So Amar Rabbi Oshi elatzero pitzluchiso shalmalve. Maybe he needs a cork. He needs a bottle cap. So he'll stick the paper into the bottle cap. Right, that's why he's returning it. Says the Gemara, but the hedri luhu lalove elatzero pitzluchiso shalove. So why do you give it back to the malva then? If it's a false star, so why do you give it back to the malva then? So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Lova hu da'amar lohaydra me'olva. The lova just says, I have no idea what the star is talking about. It's a false star. So he admits it's nothing. So he admits it's nothing. We're not going to give it back to him. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar. So now we have a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. That's this amud. Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, and then a kasha from Mabraisa on the both sheetos. So first the machlokas. What exactly is the case of the Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Machlokas b'she'ein chayav moda. Rabbi Elazar says the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is when the lovet does not admit to the star. Right? I have no idea what the star is. To Rabbi Meir savar star shem. And what's the case of the Mishnah? Rabbi Meir says you can return it without a chayes lechazim and not with. So what's his shita? To a mayor savar shahar shein ba achrayes nachasim, a shah that has no achrayes nachasim, ain't a govel lomi mishadiv lomi b'dichari, is not collectible at all, like Shmuel said. If a shah that has no achrayes nachasim, that's where you're allowed to give it back. V'rabban and savri mikva gavim, they're going to say no. It is collectible, and therefore you cannot give it back. Avakash achayiv modeh, but if the lova admits to the star, that's not in the Mishnah. Divrei akol yachzir, everybody agree you could be machzir to the star, v'lo chayshinu li pirona l'kanunya. And you're not worried about Piron and Kanun. You're not worried. If you admit to the star, you're not worried that they're getting together and trying to get more money from the Lekuchos. That's Rabbi Elazar. For Rabbi Yochanan, I'm the opposite. Machlokas kashachaya moda. The machlokas is where the lova admits to the star. Do Rabbi Meir savar star shein ba'achrayas lachasim mi mishabdi hu delo gavi alba b'nechari migva gavi. The machlokas is only where the lova admits. Rabbi Meir says, if it has no achrayas lachasim, then you cannot collect from Mishubadim, but you still can collect from B'nei Chorin, and that's okay, because he admitted that the Shtar is true. That's why you can give it back. For Rabbanan Sarvi, Mishadin Amigavi, Rabbanan say, no, you would automatically be allowed to collect from Mishubadim. Why? It doesn't have Achrayas Nechasim. That's tomorrow's Sugya. Achrayas Ta'us Sofer, that it's automatic that you can collect from Mishubadim. Avok Kishayin Chayim Ode, but says Rabbi Yochanan, if the Lobo would not admit to it, Divrei Akol Oyachzer, the Chajin Lepiron, you would not be able to return it. So, Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, what exactly is the case of the Mishnah? So, Tanya Kavazi Rabbi Yochanan, we have a braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, V'tyufta Rabbi Elazar v'chada, U'tyufta b'shmuel b'tarti. But we have a braisa that's a kasha on Rabbi Elazar in one way, and a kasha on Shmuel, who we had on the previous Amid, in two ways. So, we're about to have the kasha, and as you'll see, the kasha seems it's like laid out very, in a very wordy, verbose fashion, which is very unusual to Gemara language. We'll see. The Gemara won't even say, oh, you figure out what the kasha is. The Gemara will say, this is what Shmuel said, this is what Rabbi Elazar says. Very wordy. The Rashba says that these next 20 lines are from Rabbi Yehuda Igon. It's not from the original Gemara. It was put in. We know, like, if you think about it, the Gemara was in, the center of Jewish life was in Bavel for many, many years, from about the year, 300 until about the year 950 or so, right? For about 600 years. All the Amoraim and all the Gaonim. They were all in different places in Bavel. The Gaonim were just the Hemshach. We think of it like, oh, the Gaonim. There was the Gemara and the Gaonim. Those are the same places, similar places. So some of what we have, the first Daphic Kedushin, some Rishonim say, is from added in by the Gaonim. So this, as we'll see, this doesn't sound like regular Gemara language. It's very, it's a regular Gemara question, but it's very explicated. And the Rashba says that it was added in by a later Gaon. Anyway, so let's see. So the Braisa says, if I find the Shtar Chov and it has Achrayas written in it, Even though they both admit it's true, it cannot be returned. Why? Because you can collect from Meshubatim. If there's no Achrayas Nechasim in there, then it depends. The Lova admits, then you can return it, because it's only B'nai Chorin that are going to be collectible. If it's not, if the Lova does not admit, you cannot return it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Shahei Rabbi Meir Omer, because Rabbi Meir says, Shtarin. Shtarin. Sheish ben achayis nechasim, govim min achazim mishubatim, and therefore they cannot be returned at all, because you're going to hurt lekuchos. Vishahim ben achayis nechasim, govim min achazim b'nei chorin. And therefore, if the Lova admits, then it's okay. Vachachamim Omer mechazeh vechazeh govim min achazim mishubatim. Chacham say, no, you can never collect from nechazim mishubatim. I'm sorry, you could always collect from nechazim mishubatim, and therefore you can never return any shtar that was found, because you'll always be hurting lekuchos. So now the Gemara says, Fyufta derbalaz bachada. So this b'raisa is a kasha of Belazar in one way. So the Gemara explains it. To Amar, Lurabi Meir, because Rabbi Belazar held that according to Rabbi Meir, Shtar Shein Baruch Reis, Tachazam Inu Gov, Minichazam Mishubadim, Velo Minichazam Minichorin, because the b'raisa says that according to Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Belazar holds that according to Rabbi Meir, that a star that does not have a Reis Nachasim is not collectible at all. Vikamar Bein Lurabi Meir, Bein Lurabi Anu, Lochashin LeKanunya, and he said that you're never worried about a Kanunya, a deal that was done, and that's where Rabbi Elazar holds, Ubraisa Ktani, right, so the Gemara should end there. That's already the steer, but the Gemara has to explain it. Ubraisa Ktani, the Braisa says, Shtar Shein Bachraisa Chasim Yimisham Yudulo Gavi, Ha'mi B'nei Charen Megvagavi. It's already a cash under Balazar. Balazar says it's not collectible at all, and the Braisa says it's collectible from B'nei Charen. Viktani, Ben Lerameir, Ben Lerabana, Chadachai, Shidu the Kanunya. And also he says, you're always worried about Kanunya. The Braisa says, you're never worried about Kanunya. Viktani, Alpha Vishne, Modim, Lo Yaksa, Lo Lazeb, Lo Lazeb. Alba, the Chashin, the Kanunya. So you see that this is a kasha under Belazar. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Didn't you say that it's a kasha under Belazar in one way and Shmuel in two ways? And we just said two ways under Belazar. So Pahani Tarti Avi, this is a double kasha under Belazar. So the Gemara says no, they're dependent on each other. Chadahu, the Chatamu. No, it's really one reason. De Mishum, de Kaamar, Belazar, Machlokas, Peshein Chayamodem, Fumatari Tachi. Period. No, it all goes in steps. Once Belazar believes that the Machlokas in the Mishnah is when the Lova does not admit to it, so he has to say that when the Lova admits to it, then everybody agrees you can give back the Shtar. And once he says that, that means if you give back the Shtar, then you're not worried about Kanunya. So it's really one connected Shita. So this Abraisa is all Akasha on Rebbe Elazar. And the Gemara is going to say in a minute now, like Tiufta, how it's Akasha on Shmuel in two ways. That about Hashem will be tomorrow's daf along with Achrayas Ta'u Sofer. So everybody have a good Shabbos, and we'll be able to pick up on Sunday. But that's the discussion of Kiyum Shtaris is what we didn't get to on the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amid Ab. Okay, we'll stop here.